The people of Israel had committed the sin of idolatry. They had made and worshipped a golden calf, and the Lord was very angry. Moses went up the mountain to meet God and plead forgiveness. "What a great sin they have committed," he said. "But now, please forgive their sin. If not, then blot me out of the book you have written." He meant, "If you reject the people, reject me also." God replied, "Whoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Now go, lead the people to Canaan. Tell the Israelites to take off their ornaments, and I will decide what to do with you." Moses returned to the camp and told the people what the Lord had said, and they wept when they heard his words. They stripped off their ornaments and humbled themselves before God. The Lord struck the people with a plague, but he did not destroy the nation. In the camp there was a special tent called the Tent of Meeting. Anyone inquiring of the Lord went to the Tent of Meeting, and Moses gave him God's word. Moses took this tent and pitched it outside the camp some distance away, to signify that God had withdrawn from his people. Whenever Moses went to consult God, the pillar of cloud would come down and remain at the entrance to the tent. From the cloud, the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks with his friend. When Moses returned to the camp, his young assistant Joshua stayed in the tent to guard it. Moses began to intercede for Israel to obtain the renewing of God's covenant with his people. He implored the Lord to make his plans known, and God replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Moses insisted, "If you do not go with us, do not send us up from here, for your presence alone makes us different from all the other nations on earth." The Lord reassured him, "I will do what you have asked, because I am pleased with you." Then Moses requested a personal favor. "Show me now your glory," he said. "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you," replied the Lord. "I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." He granted him a glimpse of his glory by hiding Moses in the cleft of a rock and allowing him to see divine radiance from behind after he had passed by. Then the Lord told Moses to chisel out 2 stone tablets like the first ones and to take them up the mountain the next day. God said he would write on these tablets the words he had written on the ones that Moses had broken. Moses was to go up alone. The people were to stay at a distance. Even the flocks and herds were not to graze in front of the mountain. Early the next morning, Moses went up the mountain, carrying in his hands the 2 stone tablets he had made. The Lord came down in the cloud to speak with him. Moses bowed to the ground at once in worship. Again he interceded for the Israelites. Many years later, at the end of his life, Moses told the people what had happened on that day. "Once again I fell prostrate before the Lord," he said. "I remained 40 days and 40 nights, neither eating nor drinking, because of the great sin you had committed. God indeed was angry enough to destroy you, but again the Lord listened to me. And the Lord was angry enough with Aaron to destroy him, but at that time I prayed for him also." Aaron owed his life on that occasion to his brother's faithful intercession, and he and the nation were spared. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, he was carrying the 2 tablets of the testimony, on which God had written the words he had proclaimed to the people, the 10 commandments. This was a sign that the covenant between God and his people had been restored. Moses had stayed so long in the presence of God that his face shone with heavenly glory, but he was not aware of it. When Aaron and the Israelites saw Moses' shining face, they were afraid to come near him. Moses called to them, and Aaron and the leaders drew near. Then Moses told the people what the Lord had said. Afterwards, he put a veil over his face. Whenever he entered God's presence, he removed the veil, and the Israelites saw that his face shone when he came out to speak to them. Then Moses put the veil back over his face until he went in to speak with the Lord again. Next episode, the Tabernacle.